Greeks, Romans, countrymen. It's Stage Direction with Alice Canton.
Morena, Alice.
Morena.
How are you?
I'm gorgeous. Well, I'm thriving.
Gorgeous. That's what we like to hear on a Tuesday morning. Energy we need.
Look, it's Tuesday. The facade of being okay is still a nice thick veneer for me. We'll see how it's going by the end of the week.
Well, we're coming, I guess, hot off the back of a big old time on Comedy Fest.
Oh my gosh, it was huge. Last week was probably just peak Comedy Fest. So it was right through to Sunday when they had Last Laughs. And obviously the Fred Award was announced, mm-hmm. the Billy T Award was announced.
So what are those awards for people who aren't completely au fait with it? What are those awards in terms of the Comedy Fest?
Yeah, so Billy T was started in 1997. It was Billy T, obviously the comedian. It is awarded to a comedian who is just past that emerging stage in their career, shows great potential and commitment to the craft. This is a person who's like, I'm going to do comedy. And you've got a bunch of incredible winners like Hamish Parkinson, Rose Matafeo. We had David Koryos. So it's an esteemed prize, and it's a really like a one to watch type thing.
Yeah, yeah.
So it was a great selection of nominees, and they'd actually been nominated in the end of 2019.
Ah.
So because last year's fest didn't happen, it was a really long, and even to actually apply for the Billy T's is it's a competitive process. You've got to put together a thing, you've got to have your shtick. And Kura Forrester was the last Billy T winner in 2019. So Sunday they awarded Brinley Stent for 2021.
So cool.
Yeah, which is really exciting. I'm allowed to be excited because I love Brinley and she's a dear friend and I live with her. So of course I was like
shout
screaming.
Out to Brinley.
That's just a flex, by the way. So really exciting for Brinley because Brin's been doing theatre and comedy for ages. You know, she's a theatre queen, but she's also a comedy queen. Her work was solo sketch, which is
wild.
Yeah.
That sounds so stressful to me, like trying to create a show like that. But every time I've seen Brinley, she makes it look really effortless. She makes these weird little goblin-y creatures out of her own self. And I'm like, how do you do that? And it's hilarious and it's so effective. And the idea of doing that sounds scary as.
Yeah, it's so annoying. She's so talented. I hate her. Yeah, and that's the thing. Like, she's really trying to push the form forward.
Yep.
And that's hard in comedy, right? Because stand-up sells. And stand-up is very efficient. It's easy to tour. You can put up work if you're trying to fit like a 6-minute set or an 8-minute set or a 4-minute set. You can go on a lineup show. If you're doing sketch and if you're doing comedy or any other kind of stylistically different comedy, it's really bloody tough. So it's really exciting. And actually all of the noms had a really great Sunday night set. So it could have gone to anyone and Brinley took it this year.
Awesome.
The second award is the Fred Award, which is named after Fred Dagg, which was the late John Clark, who, you know, that is, it was awful. It's actually embarrassing that we claim John Clark because, yes, he was a New Zealander and he was an esteemed comedian who went to Australia because there was no work here. So even though he's like an icon, it's actually kind of a sad story. But so the Fred Award is the outstanding show of the festival. And this year, the lineup was insane. It was David Koryos, Two Hearts, which is Laura Daniel and Joey Moore, and Eli Mathewson. And Eli Mathewson took out the prize.
Congrats, Eli.
Very exciting. Obviously, Eli was in here last week with James Roquet, and it was gorgeous because James presented Eli with the award.
Sounds like it was just like a really lovely celebration of that whole community over the weekend.
Yeah, I think so. And I think, you know, comedy, within the context of theatre or the arts, I think sometimes people have this kind of intellectual snobbery around comedy and Comedy Fest because it's sort of deemed to be a little bit more commercial or accessible. Well, I don't think that's why it's seen as being that. But
I get what you're saying, though. And it's a weird thing that exists because it's really hard to be funny. It takes so much craft. It's such the same process that goes into any other theatre making.
Absolutely. In fact, I would say it's arguably harder to be funny than it is to do drama because, you know, I think comedy there's a kind of a method to it. There's methodology. It's like mathematics. One plus two equals three, probably. probably. But you can get it wrong. That was terrible. I'm going to rewind. You can edit this, right? This isn't live.
Yeah, no, this isn't live. No, not at all.
So, yeah, it's deceptively hard. And actually, if you look at the raft of comedians that are coming out that have trained as they've gone to Unitech or Toi Whakaari, you look at web series, etc. It's comedy is really being fueled by the theatre guys who are like, we're not going to sit by the phone and wait earnestly for
that callback from that audition that one time. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
So they're making, and like even David Koryos, who is arguably, oh my gosh, like his style of comedy is hyper theatrical. It's kind of like abject performance art meets sort of stand up type thing. I mean, he went through drama school, went to Hagley Theatre Company. I've seen him do stuff like kind of was like Clown and Mask. Like he's an incredibly compelling performer. So, yeah, I think it was like definitely a big shout out to the way in which comedians are like and inspiring what's happening in theatre.
Hard out, yeah. Hard out.
We should all bloody just love on each other, shouldn't we? When we're talking about like interdisciplinary practice, what we mean is we just want comedians and theatre artists to love on each other.
Exactly. So in that vein, what is happening in the theatre this week? It's a bit of a dark week, you said.
Yeah,
so
it's a dark week.
A dark week. What does that mean?
A dark means it's literally dark. We turn off all the lights because we can't afford the power bills. So because everyone's in post-Comedy Fest, post-Writers Fest kind of mode, it's a way to kind of just get all the venue staff to like have a cup of tea and a lie down and prep for next week. Now I know Basement are actually still using their dark week with like Snorts back on Friday night. There's a whole lot of Unseen Unsaid, which are these like panel discussions with incredible artists. It's free, you just go and like register on Eventbrite. They've got like a hip hop gig on Saturday night, which is wild. But next week it all kicks back off again. Cool. So there's a couple of shows I wanted to shout out to. The one in particular is Shall We, which is Tapua Tengafua's work. Tapua is a dancer and a choreographer. You might have seen him in works by Mel, New Zealand Dance Company, Footnote. So this is a work he's been developing for years. When I was working at Silo, actually, they came into the rehearsal room and being the creep that I am, I'd like sit up because our
just watch.
Yeah, pretty much. And we had this like window so we could discreetly see what was happening downstairs. Anyway, so Shelby's on for one night.
Oh, okay,
only.
Don't miss that one.
Yeah, at the ASB Waterfront Theatre. It's on Tuesday the 1st. So the reason I want to give it a plug is because I think dance shows often it's that in terms of resources it can be really hard to do a season.
So you've got
one night only. It's part of the Pacific Dance Festival, and not only is Tapua an incredible performer, he's in the work as well as having choreographed it, and also he's a bloody lovely person.
Excellent. That is what we like to hear. Thank you so much, Alice. We'll be enjoying, I guess I'm sure everybody in the theatre scene will be enjoying having a little bit of a lie down this week, and we'll put that one in our calendars for next week, and congrats again to Eli and Brinley from taking out those awards at the Comedy Fest.
Yeah!
That was Stage Direction with Alice Cantle.